William, what do the words piggly wiggly mean to you?
Piggly wiggly is one of the most important words of the 20th century because Piggly Wiggly was the first supermarket. And it was invented in the early 1920s by a man called Clarence Saunders, who was an extraordinary businessman. He was a humble grocer who worked his way up the chain of command in various grocers in Massachusetts. And he was coming back on a train one day from Indiana, fed up because he was told that there was some new store with a new layout or something, and it was nothing. And his train slowed down by a pig farm, and he looked out of the window. And at the time, he was pondering the inefficiencies of his trade.
Counter service, in effect, where somebody would stand behind a counter and there would be a big queue of ladies sort of asking to be served individually.
Yeah, and the big problem was you had a lot of wet men in white coats at the busy time, and there were queues. The rest of the day, those guys had nothing to do. When he stopped in this pig farm, he suddenly saw these little piglets feeding off the mother sow. Self-service, if you like. And he thought, that's what I need to do. And so literally 3 months later, he opened the first Piggly Wiggly. And it was the first shop ever where you could get a basket, walk down the aisles and, you know, collect an item, a branded item often. And this is, again, the time that Campbell's soup was arriving. They were the first branded goods. Put it in your basket, take it to the till. And women got a little tinge of excitement. There was a bit of freedom. You didn't have to stand there and be dictated to by the guy who was picking the stuff off the shelf for you. And Clarence Saunders very, very quickly became a multimillionaire. Within 7 years, he had something like 1,250 Piggly Wigglies. And he said at the time, there's this wonderful quote where he says, "One day Memphis will be proud of Piggly Wiggly, and it shall be said by man that Piggly Wigglies shall multiply and replenish the earth with more and cleaner things to eat." So he was like this kind of radical preacher man opening his Piggly Wigglies. But what happened? He went bankrupt because he started doing dodgy stock trading. Some people were trying to short on his own stock, and so he borrowed money to buy all his own shares in his company. The New York Stock Exchange banned him from trading. And he lost all his money.
And he lost a pink Piggly Wiggly mansion.
Yeah, he clad his house in pig-coloured render.
Do you think the neighbours enjoyed that? I think that's absolutely fantastic, a pink mansion.
Yeah, this was the time of sort of new adventure in America where a man, I mean, literally he came from nothing. There was one winter, his mother died when he was very young, his father was profligate and spent too much money, and there was one winter when he didn't even have any shoes. So when he made millions of pounds, he didn't just have a lot of pairs of shoes. Because pigs had made his fortune from their idea, he clad his house in pig-coloured render. It was brilliant.
But he came back again, didn't he? He's his second surgeon.
He decided to open a new load of stores. He was unable to use his own name. So he created a new store called the Clarence Saunders Sole Owner of My Name Stores, which shows you that he was a bit balmy, he was a bit angry that he couldn't even call his stores Piggly Wiggly. And Piggly Wiggly still exists today, but he lost another fortune.
So there are about 600 stores left across the Americas, still going strong from 1916, 17.
Yeah, you can Google Piggly Wiggly. They're still a brand to be reckoned with.
And so this in essence were the first supermarkets, really, although they weren't called supermarkets at the time.
Supermarkets, which were literally that, much bigger shops, developed about 10, 15 years, but beyond that. And also, it should be said that these early Piggly Wigglies didn't sell a lot of fresh produce. It was mainly sort of tinned stuff, convenience foods, dried goods. And it took a while for meat and fresh fruit then to be served in supermarkets where you could actually buy everything.
There's a little bit in here that sort of grabbed hold of me, and that is that the idea was a precursor to the self-service checkouts, and that it sort of suggests that this was what sort of started as a sort of world now, divorcing ourselves from the origins of food. Do you think that we can hold him responsible in some ways for that?
Well, after Clarence Saunders, sole owner of My Name Stores, also went bankrupt, he did start a thing called Food Electric, which was a store concept where you packed and paid for your goods using automated machines. So this was the beginning of that sort of thing. I think some people will say that when supermarkets opened and spread their tentacles across the world, it did remove you from the source of your food. Having said that, there's been a revolution now in this country where people are, you know, you can't park your car in a regional car park because there's a farmer's market there. So people are rediscovering that. So, I mean, there are two things. One, sure, it did start to divorce people, but there were lots of other reasons that took people away from that. But it also then enabled people to actually buy better food and a better range of food. So I think on the whole, the influence of supermarkets has been good, I have to say. I mean, as someone who shops in supermarkets every week, as most people do, it's a way of life now. And without them, I think we wouldn't have the range of ingredients and goods that we might once have had, you know, been unable to have.
There's an interesting line at the end that sort of basically closes that with he felt that this was the only way, this was the ultimate and the only way ever to shop. What do you think he would have made to internet shopping?
If he'd been around, he would have been all for it. I mean, this guy was at the cutting edge of technology all through his life, from creating arcade-style shops where sort of robotic hands picked up food and dropped it on a conveyor belt. They kept on going wrong, so half the produce was smashed.
Dented tins.
No, given the fact that he was at the forefront of technology, the forefront of retail ideas, Clarence Saunders today would probably be an internet millionaire as well.
Fantastic. Well, thank you. That's quite an insight into the beginning of supermarkets.